Unit 4. Test 1.
Part 1. Listen to the guide talking about the Fashion Museum in Australia and complete the sentences below. Circle the correct letter for each sentence. You will listen to the recording twice. Then transfer your answers to the table.
G'day! My name is Julia Green and I'll be with you through your excursion round our museum. First, I'll tell you about the history of the museum and then we'll see the most interesting articles displayed here. These articles of clothing usually attract lots of tourists and even well-known designers have been known to visit us to get some new ideas. I hope that you aren't disappointed either. Okay, this museum was set up 20 years ago in the building of a local school, which is not far from here. A museum of fashion was some students' idea. They were very enthusiastic about it and the idea succeeded. It became extremely popular with the local people. And soon the museum moved into this spacious building in the very centre of town. The students started with traditional dresses. Since our city is very cosmopolitan and has lots of nations and ethnic groups represented, the contemporary trends can't escape strong traditional influences. To begin with, the kids researched their own families. They asked their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers to open their old wardrobes and discovered the clothes those ladies wore long, long ago, when they were very young and lived in the countries of their origin. Those clothes made our first collection. There were dresses and accessories from France and China, Russia and Greece, India, and even Japan. The students went further and interviewed their relatives about what they wore for different occasions. For example, they discovered what people usually wore for wedding ceremonies, different religious holidays, the theatre, different social events, work, and so on. Naturally, not everything was in perfect condition. Often only some fragments of the dress were left. Fragments and grandma's memories. The students made drawings of the dresses and then restored the whole costume, including accessories and jewellery. It was fabulous. The grandmothers were surprised and amazed at how creative and resourceful their grandchildren were. A special section in the museum is about school uniforms. School uniform has always been an issue for all generations of school children. How does one make that square and boring dress a little bit more attractive? What accessory can one use to make it look alive? You'll see lots of original ideas of how to make a uniform look fashionable and even eccentric. Let's go closer to the uniforms now. They're over there. Please don't touch anything. G'day! My name is Julia Green. And I'll be with you through your excursion round our museum. First, I'll tell you about the history of the museum, and then we'll see the most interesting articles displayed here. These articles of clothing usually attract lots of tourists, and even well-known designers have been known to visit us to get some new ideas. I hope that you aren't disappointed either. Okay. This museum was set up 20 years ago in the building of a local school, which is not far from here. A museum of fashion was some students' idea. They were very enthusiastic about it, and the idea succeeded. It became extremely popular with the local people, and soon the museum moved into this spacious building in the very centre of town. The students started with traditional dresses. Since our city is very cosmopolitan and has lots of nations and ethnic groups represented, the contemporary trends can't escape strong traditional influences. To begin with, the kids researched their own families. They asked their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers to open their old wardrobes and discovered the clothes those ladies wore long, long ago, when they were very young and lived in the countries of their origin. Those clothes made our first collection. There were dresses and accessories from France and China, Russia and Greece, India and even Japan. The students went further and interviewed their relatives about what they wore for different occasions. For example, they discovered what people usually wore for wedding ceremonies, different religious holidays, the theatre, different social events, work, and so on. Naturally, not everything was in perfect condition. Often only some fragments of the dress were left. Fragments and grandma's memories. The students made drawings of the dresses and then restored the whole costume, including accessories and jewellery. It was fabulous. The grandmothers were surprised and amazed at how creative and resourceful their grandchildren were. A special section in the museum is about school uniforms. School uniform has always been an issue for all generations of school children. How does one make that square and boring dress a little bit more attractive? What accessory can one use to make it look alive? You'll see lots of original ideas of how to make a uniform look fashionable and even eccentric. Let's go closer to the uniforms now. They're over there. Please don't touch anything.